Radical group supporting Gaskin's re-election investigated for Thanksgiving Day hate crime. Commentary. On Thanksgiving Day, a radical left, anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist group staged a protest in front of the home of Michael Tuchin, a Los Angeles attorney and president of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobbying group. Los Angeles Police Department officers responded the morning of November 23 to a disturbance call at the 11900 block of Foxborough Drive of the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles, where protesters ignited smoke bombs and splattered fake blood, holding a banner that said "Your holiday" as sirens blared. No arrests were made at the scene, however. LAPD is investigating the incident as suspected vandalism, assault with a deadly weapon, and a hate crime. The group taking at least partial responsibility for the protest-turned-potential hate crime is the People's City Council, an organization District Attorney George Gaskin is aligned with and was at one time listed prominently as a supporter on the District Attorney's campaign website Stand With Gaskin. As of November 27, it is no longer listed on his website. Candidates running alongside Mr. Gaskin for district attorney took to social media to denounce the violence by the People's City Council and expose the connection between Mr. Gaskin and the extremist group. The first candidate to speak out was veteran Deputy District Attorney Jonathan Hatami, who posted a screenshot of Mr. Gaskin's website showing the organization listed as a supporter. "We obviously know where Gaskin stands. The elected DA of Los Angeles should never stand with and publicize his support for any organization that promotes hate, intimidation, harassment, threats, throwing smoke grenades and fake blood, and terrorizing communities, families and children. Gaskin, as the elected DA, needs to immediately disclose his connection to any hateful groups and denounce these hateful and criminal actions that took place yesterday in Brentwood. Disagreeing never equates to terrorizing children, families, and innocent communities. Groups that support such hateful actions, which are also clearly criminal, should never be associated with the elected DA." Eric Siddall, also a deputy district attorney running for district attorney, pointed out Mr. Gaskin's history with the group could repeat itself with respect to its latest crime. "The last time the People's City Council used violence, George Gaskin declined to file felony charges. In August 2022, the People's City Council disrupted a Los Angeles City Council meeting and Richie Sergienko, 31, a co-founder of the group, was arrested, according to City News Service. Mr. Gaskin declined to file charges against him and referred the matter to the city attorney, who charged him with battery on a police officer and four counts of resisting arrest, among other charges. On Friday, Mayor Karen Bass condemned the actions of the protesters on Thanksgiving Day. I've spoken with Michael Tuchin and Chief Moore about yesterday's disturbing incident," Ms. Bass wrote on social media. "Hate and violence will not be tolerated in our city. LAPD will continue to work with city and business leaders to keep Angelenos safe." The People's City Council was also front and center at a large pro-Palestinian protest at the Grove in Los Angeles on Black Friday, disrupting holiday shoppers. Organizers of the Shut It Down for Palestine effort said the message behind the march was to make it clear that there will be no business as usual until Palestine is free, according to the Answer Coalition. The group issued an international call to action to boycott, disrupt, and rally at commercial centers on Black Friday, November 24. Social media posts have alleged the People's City Council supports the Dangerous Jewish Mapping Project, a website that lists Jewish organizations and institutions the creators claim harm Palestinians. With pressure mounting from district attorney candidates and Mayor Bass, Mr. Gaskin made an official statement late Friday denouncing the hate crime against Mr. Turin on Thanksgiving Day. "I'm aware of the alleged hate crime that occurred yesterday in Brentwood. I've spoken with LAPD Chief Michelle Moore and directed prosecutors in our hate crimes unit to work with LAPD as they investigate this event. Hate will not be tolerated in LA County, and anyone who engages in hate-motivated criminal conduct will be aggressively prosecuted." Mr. Gaskin did not address his affiliation with the People's City Council.